Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. Greetings and salutations. I'm so glad you joined us for another episode of the Bible Girl podcast. Today we're continuing our Gracebook series, and I'm going to be sharing about a form that I designed that has been helping me really center my day and to focus on the priorities I believe God would have for my life. And I'm excited to share it with you because it's something that has been a big help for me, and I hope that it will be helpful for you as well. Today's topic is about being intentional with our moments and our choices throughout the day. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that word intentional last fall when I was on sabbatical. I was doing a lot of study, a lot of reading. I was thinking about my life. I was thinking about the idea of working full-time in ministry and the pace that sometimes seems exhausting. And I was trying to determine some better ways of living my life that would allow me to sustain a pace that requires a lot of me and still to have a healthy life in with my family and my friends, and healthy in a physical sense, healthy in an emotional sense. And a lot of the books that I was reading and that I was studying, a lot of the things they recommended were things I was kind of already doing, which at first was a little bit discouraging, but the more I began to read and the more I really thought about some of these things, I realized that I did them with very little purpose or intentionality, and I didn't really utilize them to the best of their effectiveness. Because I approached them kind of with a spirit of, you know, this is just what you do, and not stopping to think about how I'm doing it and why I'm doing it, which seems a lot sometimes in the pace of our lives. And when I returned from sabbatical, I knew that I had to be more intentional with the choices that I made, and I had to think through some of the things I was doing more clearly, because otherwise I would burn out quickly. And so I started taking little notes in the morning. I would just take a little page in my journal, and I would just jot out a few things I wanted to remember throughout the day. And sometimes I just took a picture of it and just had it on my phone, or used it as the wallpaper on my phone. Other times I would jot a few things down on sticky notes that I had written out, and I would put those where I could see them, or I began to write little notes on the side of my planner and my task list for the day. And by the end of the year, last year, by shortly before Christmas, I had actually organized it into a sheet that I was filling out every morning. And in the months since then, I have tweaked it a bit. This is probably the fifth, maybe the sixth edit that I've done to it. I've added an evening section, and I've formalized it into something that I've been using for a while now that's been working very well. And what it's helped me do is it's helped me take a look at my morning and my evening and in those time frames, and I spend a few minutes with God, and I decide the things that I'm going to focus on that day. Now, some of these things are actually things I'm doing. Other things are things that I'm thinking about, or things that I'm being intentional in turning my mind toward. So the easiest way to explain kind of how this works is to go over it with you. So if you have not done so yet, you might want to go to the podcast page along the right-hand sidebar. There's a Gracebook link, and you can go in there and print out the daily docket files, or if you got them in your newsletter, I send out the links to the Gracebook files in the newsletter each week when the podcast gets published. They're also on our Facebook page. They're on my personal blog, journalmoxie.com. There are lots of different places. I would encourage you to get one and print it out before you continue listening, so that you can kind of follow along with me and see what is there. I will say this is part of this is done in the evening, which falls under next week's topic, which is reflection. So we're talking about intention, and then we'll be talking about reflection next week. And so part of this paper that I've designed that I'm calling the Daily Docket is also reflection. We're going to briefly go over the reflection section, but we'll talk more about the purpose and the whys of reflection next week when we do that podcast. If you have a copy of it, you can take a look at it in front of you. It's got some spaces for you to write down things, and I'm going to briefly go over how I use them and why I included them. The first thing that you'll notice is there's a place to write a declaration sentence. And those of you that follow along in the podcast know that we talk about making declaration statements, and we talk about how there are opportunities for us to take scripture and reword them into statements that will allow us to really focus on a truth throughout our day. And I encouraged you in podcast number 70, which is called I Declare, I encouraged you to begin to compile these declaration statements that reformat the truth of scripture in first person as a definitive declarative sentence. And I encourage you to say them out loud. I encourage you to pick one for the day and write it out. And in doing so, I have found that it's very helpful for me throughout my day. So I spend a few moments in the morning picking a sentence that really encapsulates to me what I think I need to remember that day. And so some days they're really focused on a task I have or something coming up, or other days it's just I'm discouraged and I need something encouraging. Throughout the time that I've been really focusing on these declaration statements, my list has grown. There is a copy of the handout from episode 70 that has a whole list of declarations statements. And those are available there in the same places that I mentioned before, that you can find all the other files if you go to any of the place where I put files, whether it's the podcast page or my page or the Facebook group. You'll find a paper called I Declare, and you can print that out and use those to get you started. But as I said in the podcast, I encourage you to write your own. The best ones that you write are going to be the ones that come to you through what God is teaching you right now in your life. So they might come from sermons, they might come from a book you've read, they might come from a Bible study, they might come from a podcast or a radio show you listen to, they might come from worship lyrics, whatever they are, that opportunity to take the truth of scripture and personalize it in first person and state it declaratively and emphasize that this is truth and this is what I'm holding on to today is invaluable to starting your day well. And so I do that first. I pick a declaration statement for the day and I just write it out. I often will also write it out on a sticky note, and I'll either put that in my planner if I'm going to be at work that day, or I'll stick it on my desk or in my office table if I'm going to be at home. And I just kind of have that right visible where I can see it for the day. Next to the I Declare is the part called Today I Choose, and this is taking, being proactive and choosing the things that we want to do for the day that will take care of the important priorities of our life. So today I choose to abide with God, and there's a space there where I will write how I will do that. My life is a little unpredictable. My schedule is never the same. My Tuesday schedule is never the same the next Tuesday and the Tuesday after that. I just have a more unpredictable job. And while sometimes I get into a little bit of a good flow where things kind of stay the same, it doesn't last very long. And so continually each day I'm deciding, you know, how's my day going and how am I going to do these things? So how am I going to spend time abiding in Christ, connecting with Him today? And there's all sorts of ways that I do that, and I jot down a plan for the day. I do that plan in the morning, and the reason why this is so important is that we know that self-control, self-discipline is an exhaustible resource. You can grow in your ability to be more self-controlled, but you only have so much of it at this stage in your life. And so the later it goes in the day, the more decisions you have to face, the harder it is to make good choices later in the day. And I found that by sitting down and making the decisions in the morning, first thing, this is how I'm going to respond today. This is how I'm going to proactively line up my priorities and take care of the things that are important to me. I make those decisions first thing in the morning so that later in the day when I'm more tired and my self-control might be a little more taxed, I don't have to force myself to do some of these things. These things have already been decided this morning. How am I going to abide with God? And I write out how I plan to do it. Whether often mine is a morning and evening, which we're going to spend a whole podcast on this Grace Book series talking about taking everything that we put in your Grace Book and developing a morning and evening habit. And so we'll be talking more about that, but I write out exactly what I plan to do. I'm going to do my Bible study in the morning, and I'm going to do my confessional prayer at night, and I'm going to write in my journal about things that bothered me during the day and tell God about it. And I'm going to make sure that I write out my memory verse in the morning or whatever it is. I just write that in there. That's what I'm going to do for the day. The next one is I choose to love my people. How am I going to take care of the people that I love? How am I going to show them that I love them? For me, often these things are texts or if I'm going to be seeing somebody, I might, you know, put down a note to take them their favorite coffee or to catch up with someone I haven't seen in a while. 90% of the time, it's to text someone I haven't talked to in a little while or someone that I think needs some encouragement. It's often even more tangible things. Recently, some friends of mine moved, and I offered to make them a meal for the first night in their new house. And so I wrote that in there. These are sometimes tangible things like that. And other times, they're more of a connection. I just need to get in touch with them. And then lastly, today I choose to share and serve. How will I share what God is doing with me? How will I share the gifts that God has given to me and use them to serve others? And often this involves being really intentional about what I share on in social media and also in the way that I interact with the people that I come across throughout the day. And so that one is a wide open question there that I fill out a multitude of different ways each day. Next to that, I have goals, and I have a space for three goals listed. These aren't really to-dos. Sometimes they are things that have to get done. For instance, today's said podcast and as my number one goal. And the reason for that is because if I don't do it on Mondays, it doesn't get done. I don't have another good day of the week that I have the ability to be in an environment that's quiet. I don't have a recording studio, and we don't have a place here at the church where I can go where it would be completely quiet and I wouldn't get interrupted. Monday is the best day for that. And so for me, if I don't get the podcast done, it's a week until we do another one. So that is like, that's not really a to-do. That's a priority. That's something that has to get done. And if I don't do it, then it's a problem. So I write that down as a goal. But I will also write things down like today I wrote down a sing in the car on the way to work. And the reason I wrote that down was because I'd had a rough night last night and I didn't get a lot of sleep. I have allergies and asthma. And while they're really well under control most of the times, this year has been really difficult. And I really struggled with some breathing last night and just didn't sleep well. And I felt so lethargic this morning. And I thought I need to just sing in the car, put on some good music and sing along. And hopefully that'll help me perk up a little bit. So sometimes it's little things like that. My goals are just more fun kind of things. I have written down to smile today on days that I have a lot going on and I'm really crazy. Just that act of just stopping and smiling at somebody or just intentionally choosing to be joyful for just a moment really helps me get through the day. So my goals could be anywhere from something that is a real serious priority or something that I just want to remind myself of throughout the day. There's a section that says let go of, and this was kind of something I got from Bob Goff. If you've ever read his book, Love Does, he talks about quitting something every Thursday, and it kind of got me, it was a cute little thing, and it got me to laughing about it, but I realized that there's such a truth to this, that we do have far more in our lives that we're holding on to that we need to let go of than we realize. And for me, a lot of times that let go of is internal. It's let go of anxiety over something, or probably half the time it's let go of my desire for this certain thing to be perfect, or to let go of my need to control something that I think I would like to take control back from God, and an area that I feel like I maybe could run better and I need to let go of it. And so for me, I just try to think of, is there something I'm holding on to that I need to let go of? And sometimes it's a physical thing. Other times it's more of a spiritual or emotional or mental thing. But, and sometimes I don't feel that in at all. I don't feel like there's something I need to let go of, but I do ask myself that every day. Is there something I'm holding on to I need to let go of, or that I can let go of? And then the last thing at the morning section on the front page of the A5 size, or just at the end of the morning section on the letter size, is a focus verse. And you can use this for a lot of different things. What I am currently using it for is I use it for a verse. I pick a verse every month. And I kind of, when I plan out my month and I look at what is coming up and what the month will require of me, I often will pick a verse that I feel it will really speak to where I'm at today and where I'm headed in the next few weeks. And so I will pick a verse and I will write that verse every single day for a whole month on this sheet. By the end of the month, I generally have it memorized, and if not completely memorized, I know enough of it that I can recite it off with maybe a word or two wrong. And that really is just to me, it's an easy way to memorize scripture. And it's also a good method of meditation, because just like when we do scripture writing, where when we're writing out a passage, we're slowing down, we're not racing through to read it to the end. But the act of writing is forcing us to be slow. And so we can meditate on that verse. And I meditate on that one verse for a whole month. You could do something similar in that spot. You could write out a verse for the week, or you could write out your scripture writing in that spot. However you would like to do it, I have a verse that I include every day on my daily docket as a verse that kind of is something that I'm meditating on and I'm thinking through. Now, that's what I do in the morning. This might have taken me a little while to explain. A little longer than I wanted it to, actually, but it doesn't take me that long to do. Generally, I fill the entire thing out in about 3 minutes. It's not a big complicated thing. It's just one verse that I'm writing. Sometimes if I am struggling to come up with a good declaration statement, I haven't found the right thing for the day, that might take me an extra minute or two, but generally I can do this really quickly. It's not something that takes a huge part of my morning, but I find that it centers me in my thinking. It kind of centers my focus on certain things. And as I go throughout my day, I know that these are the things that I'm my mind is dwelling on. And some of these things get copied on little post-it notes and put places, as I mentioned. Other things, I will just kind of check in with it a little later in my day and see how it's going and making sure that I'm on task for the things that I feel are really important. You'll notice that nowhere on the sheet does it say take the trash down or, you know, anything like that. It's not really a task list. It's really just my intentions for the day, how I want my day to go. In the midst of taking the trash down and recording my podcast and picking up the mail and stopping by the coffee shop and picking up a couple of things from Target before I head home and talking on the phone with a family member, in the midst of all those things, this is the kind of person I want to be. This is the kind of life I want to live. this is where I want my focus to be. I want my focus to be on the truth of God's word through the verse and the declaration statement. I want my goals to be intentional and line up with what I know he's called me to do. And I want to make good choices. I want to be close to God and love my people and be able to share and serve with others. And so by being intentional early in my day and writing these things out, it does affect the course of the rest of my day. And so for me, this has become very helpful. Now, at the end of the day, I do a time of reflection. And if you have the letter size copy of the docket, it's on the very bottom of the page. But on the A5, you would flip it over. And on the back page would have the evening section. And I put a highlight of the day, like one thing about that day that I really want to stand out. In my journal, I often will do a page called One Good Thing, and I will number the page with however many days of the month, and I will just write in one good thing from that day, and that would be the kind of thing that I would put in here, a highlight of the day. What is something that really stood out to me as being a bright spot in my day? Some days, as you probably could guess, I could write three or four things. Other days, I'm trying desperately to come up with one. So I think the good thing about thinking about that, the highlight of my day, is realizing those moments when God was there and when even in the bad stuff, there were still bright spots and good things. And so I always try to look for a highlight of the day. Then next to that is a section for God sightings. And I ask myself, you know, where was God today? Where was he active in my life? Where did I see him? And I write those down. Now, when we talk about reflection next week, I'm going to give you a list of questions that I go through in the evening to kind of reflect on my day. And those questions, a lot of those questions will actually be God sightings. The answers to those are questions that we could fill in here on this God sighting section. When I give you those questions next week, you might find that part a little bit easier to do. Some people struggle with really looking back through their day and seeing where God was. I think that it's a skill that you grow in, just like everything else in life and everything else when it comes to spiritual development. The more you do it, the better you get. And the more that you look for God, the more likely you are to see him. And so by asking yourself at the end of the day, hey, where was he? You're kind of giving yourself the opportunity to grow in that ability to see him in the moment. So there's a list there for you can write down God sightings. And we'll talk about that in greater detail next week. And then the last little part I have here is tomorrow I will. And it's three different things that I will do tomorrow. Do this differently. Okay, did something not work today? Did I oversleep? Then I will try to get up early tomorrow. Or did I try this certain thing and it didn't work? Was I out of sorts all day and I really want to start my day with prayer tomorrow so my day goes better? Whatever it is there something I want to do differently? Is there something I want to try this? Is there something I want to try the next day? I ask myself that question because it's really easy to get into a rut and always do the same thing. And what happens to me, and this is the way my mind works, is I get bored kind of easy, so I like to shake things up. And if I'm always doing the same thing, then it's really easy to just stop doing whatever it is because it's become boring. So I ask myself, do I want to try something new in a certain area of my life and kind of shake things up a little bit? I know that scares a lot of people, and so you can certainly skip that one if trying new things isn't something that you're comfortable doing or something that you would want to think about on a daily basis. There's certainly no rules here, so feel free to wipe that one out and add your own in there or just skip it entirely. And then I also put not forget too. Sometimes at night there are things in my head that I want to make sure I don't forget or that I really want to take care of the next day, and I might write those down. I do have a little section at the bottom for notes, and sometimes I will make a few notes about some things that I need to think about in the morning more clearly. A lot of times I know there are certain things I need to do the next day, but I'm not necessarily in the right frame of mind sometimes at night to make decisions as to what I'll do the next morning. And so oftentimes I'll just write little notes to think about this or to work through this issue in the morning, and I'll put those in the notes section. When I do the next day, like when I do tomorrow's daily docket, I will glance over this end section of the day before so that I kind of know what I need to deal with. If there's something I've forgotten, or making sure that if there's something I did want to do differently, that I'm aware of it the next morning and ready to go. This is not a miracle cure for the disorganized. This is not a planner page that's going to keep all your tasks in check. This is really an opportunity, though, for you to do what it says in what Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, where he says, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Peter is telling the people who are reading this epistle that they need to be sober-minded and they need to be prepared. They need not just to be physically prepared, but their minds need to be prepared for action. Setting their focus, their hope fully on the truth of Jesus Christ, that he has made them righteous, that he will one day fulfill their sanctification when he comes to this earth, and we will be like him as we never have before. We are not to go back to the way we used to do things before we knew Christ. Instead, we're supposed to be living a life that pleases him, a life of obedience that understands that some things are not good choices and that we need to work toward continually making the best choices so that we are living a life that not only pleases him, but that brings glory to him, so that the way we live would draw others in and that they would want the same kind of life and peace and fulfillment and purpose that we found in Christ. And so I believe that the very first thing he says, prepare your minds for action, is incredibly important to living out the Christian life. And this is how I choose to do it. I use the daily docket to prepare my mind for action. This is what I'm thinking on. This is what I am the most focused on today. And these are how I'm going to live out the calling that God has given to me. I would love for you to download these, to practice them, to use them for yourself. Feel free to make your own after a while. You may find that there are some things I include that you don't need and some things that you wish were on it, and certainly edit it and make your own out of it. Any way that you can to really start your day and end your day thinking on the things that God is impressing upon your heart through what he's teaching you, through sermons, through music, through books and whatever it is that he is using in your life right now, being able to put that down and focus on those things in a concrete way, I believe will make a great difference in how you live your life in the small moments. And I've said it many times before on this podcast, but those small moments are what makes life. We craft the life that we live by making small intentional choices day after day after day. We don't change our lives with big grand gestures. It doesn't generally happen that way. God can supernaturally empower us to do that, but rarely does he choose that. Generally, he asks us to make the right choice every time we're presented with a choice. And our sanctification, our ability to grow into Christ-likeness, is built on this idea that we are going to take what he's telling us, take the things that we're learning, and we're going to put them into practice. And that in those small moments of the day, we are becoming more and more like him. I encourage you to really think through how you're going to be spending your mornings and your evenings with God. Because as we continue on in this podcast series, we're going to be looking at each of these things in light of, you know, when will I do this? How often will I do this? I want you to have a really clear idea of your own limitations and a good idea of how you personally respond to God and how you connect with Him, so that by the time we're done, that last episode, we're going to be going to go kind of just a little overview of everything, and we're going to kind of put it together into something that I think really is going to be such a blessing to you. And so here we start the first opportunity we have in this series to talk about doing a morning and evening process. This daily docket is your first step. And so check it out. And there are no show notes this week. I didn't really have anything to add in there. Just print out a copy of the docket and give it a try. Next week, we'll be talking about reflection. We'll be talking about gratitude and some questions to ask yourself at the end of the day to once again live intentionally and prepare your minds for action. I hope this series is blessing you. Stop by our Facebook page and join the group so that you can have access to some extra things we'll be doing over there occasionally. And watch my Instagram. I'm going to be doing another short video there this week. And I guess we'll see you back next week. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.